and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are CEO of Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing, Dr. Tom Horn, best-selling author Donna Howell, and best-selling author Allie Henson. Our co-hosts today are Mondo De La Vega. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, baby. That's my little girl.
I love you.
That's right.
And I won't tell you how long ago she was born, because she'll get mad at me, but she's been my daughter for a long time. Half a century.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
I've worked for you for a long time, Jim.
You don't look that. You just don't look as old as you really are.
Well, I mean, hallelujah.
She's an unbelievable child.
Oh.
And
she's pretty
we've been
amazing.
Everywhere. We've been at TBN. She helped me with the Jim Baker Show and the 700 Club. And
then she started Christian television when she was in the womb. I mean, let's just say I like it. That is how this girl started. She
Trinity Broadcasting.
Yeah.
She was with us there, and she was out. I got pictures of her working in the shop there, helping
so
build sets and doing all the crazy things we did there. And then at, of course, PTL. And that's where she grew up. That was her school and everything,
that's
wasn't
right.
it?
School, church, play, work, everything was Heritage
and
USA.
And you cut your first record there?
That's right. I sure did.
And your new record's coming out in a few weeks?
Let's hope so.
We're praying.
It had a setback.
Yeah, it had a little setback, but we're going to do it.
We'll talk about that later on.
Yes.
Did you have a setback? You have a comeback.
That's
yes.
it.
Amen.
Amen.
But your favorite guest, too, is Tom Horn, I believe.
And Donna Howell.
And Allie Anderson.
Yes,
what
that's
is
right.
this thing that Anderson. You like about Donna Howell? Tell me.
They have a heart connection, these two.
Well, you know, I just love her heart, and I love how real Donna is, and the way she speaks, and you can tell that she means every word that she says, and we have had a heart connection, and she's a brilliant singer, author, teacher, mother, and I am just a huge fan of Donna Howell.
Yes, we are.
That is humbling. 1,000% right back at you, Tammy Sue. I love you.
I mean, the minute she saw you, she goes, "Ah!" You know.
I'm like one of those groupies.
And Allie Henderson is with us today.
Hello.
Am I allowed to say who your father is?
Sure.
These are your daughters, right?
And their mother is sitting right there.
Yeah! You know, could we take our cameras with us when we come out to your farm?
Sure.
Would you let us take pictures of the horses and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I would love. And Laura's never seen the farm. And I want, what do you call your farm?
Whispering Ponies Ranch.
And you help young people that have been damaged people.
Yeah.
Hurt.
Kids that have been rescued out of sex trafficking, other abuses.
And,
and we make it available at no cost. And this summer, 1 year after coronavirus, and this summer was our biggest year yet.
Really?
So, very excited about it. Bring your cameras. Could we shoot film of you riding a miniature horse?
if they could hold me.
Now that I want to see right there.
I love horses. We had Tammy Sue owned a...
Sue's on her way over with the mic.
I had two illipolutions, and then I had...
Have you ever heard of an illipolution? That's a little tiny horse, a miniature horse.
We actually, our little horses, the little tiny ones pull carts. So, they can handle any amount.
Oh, I can't wait to see them up close. And
no, I want to see that picture, too. I want to see some a video of Jim on it, too. Now, that I want to see.
On a miniature horse.
That's going to be great. I love that.
Get the littlest one we have.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're so glad to have you all here.
We love you, Nita Horn. You're amazing. The wife
and the girls,
of Tom and the mother of
the
these
daughters
two amazing.
Of this brilliant man.
Yes.
Did you inherit his brain?
Yes, they did. Like dishonored.
They absolutely did.
You both did.
Donna said, "Allie, you inherited your dad's brain."
No, true.
Which one inherited your brain?
They both did.
They both did. Yeah.
I don't know how it works. It's reverse osmosis. I think I inherited their brains, but I guess that's more of a quantum question.
And you have a boy?
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn.
Yeah.
Love Joe.
He's the new host of Skywatch TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
He is doing
What's
a good
it
job.
Like having family he's around really, you like
oh,
that?
Oh, I love it.
Don't you love it?
It's just the best thing ever.
So yeah. they're really
well,
working.
Well, you do the same thing here.
Yes.
I couldn't be without my family. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be here without my family. People curse, no, you can't have family. That's nepotism. They tried to get me in trouble one time because I had family working for me. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I never told you about that, I bet. Back at Heritage USA days. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's got family. That's nepotism. That's not nepotism. It's smart.
It's smart. And then if you raise them right, they wind up being your best employees. They always have your back.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And I'm so thrilled that I'm going to be at your place, at your new studio. What do you call your new studio? Do you have a name for it?
Skywatch Studio.
Skywatch
so it's not
studio.
Super creative.
Skywatch Studio. Skywatch is a pretty good name. And I'm so excited to come. And I know you won't ask me questions I can't answer.
And we're going to be talking about this.
Mm-hmm. You can make it.
Yeah. So excited about it. In fact, we requested yesterday that they send us talking points for that, but also for Lori for the Simply His girls.
That's so sweet.
Ladies.
You know, everybody always says, Jim, you don't need any questions from me because you know me and you know and I want to tell you the same thing. You don't need talking points. I'd rather have your real questions out of your head than anything come from the publisher.
Well, it'll help Joe to have the talking points.
Absolutely.
Is Joe going to interview me or are you?
Well, there'll be a whole group like this up
oh,
there.
Oh, good. So, I want you all to interview me.
Yeah.
I love group shows. You know that. You know me. I love I love having them. It's a family kind of thing. I mean, this is me. If you want a one-to-one interview, that's not me. I can do that. And I've done it. I've taken, you know, I was going to say some names, but I won't. Very famous people and sat down on the edge of the stage and just talk. And that's one thing I do like to do. But I love you, Tom Horn.
Same to you, Jim. Seriously.
I believe you are a gift from God to this generation.
Absolutely.
And Lori and I, yesterday, we spent yesterday preparing for you to be here. And this video, if I have any authority at all with you, my viewers, get this tape. Get this tape.
Which is a bonus, by the way, when you order the book. Just so you know.
I don't understand it. We're giving this thing free.
Just so you
with
know.
With the book.
That this will rock your world.
This is a $25 tape, by the way. Did you know that?
And it was really well produced.
Very.
We had a documentarian that there's all kinds
it's
of B-roll
full of pictures
and graphics.
And graphs and charts.
It's basically made like a documentary film.
What's it about?
It's about what we're going to be talking about today.
That's right.
The secret destiny of America, which most people are unfamiliar with, but it absolutely is connected in the bedrock of the founding of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the occultists believe that it is the guiding light that is taking us to where we're going next in the year 2025.
It is the most shocking tape about America as well, about Washington, D.C., about the cultish, can I say founding of D.C.?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The design of Washington, D.C., the Great Seal, many of our most iconic artifacts do actually have a very strong occult background.
I don't know. I'm supposed to introduce Tom Horn because I know him quite well. He's the CEO of Skywatch TV, Chief Executive Officer, that means. We had to learn all these around here. I remember when we made Marcella COO. She didn't know what it meant.
Right. That was right about 5 years ago.
She said, sure, Dad, I'll do whatever you want
exactly.
me to do.
Exactly.
You know?
And then she Googled, what's the COO? Literally. Oh,
and
man.
So she does know now what she is. Mm-hmm. Because she has taken over. And I mean, we have a crisis every week. Big crisis this week.
So she's behind the scenes right now.
And she's not in the show today because she just needed to tie up things, you know, and make things work to pull together. She said, Dad, and she would have come if I would have ordered her to. And I don't do that. I don't have to order her to do things. I would just say, please come, and she would do it. But Mondo's taking her place. So
you're
going to
try my best. Absolutely. I'm going to try to be my best. I think this show here is probably one of the most important programs we have ever produced for the Jim Baker Show.
I do, too. I believe that.
It's one of the moments that, for me, when I read this one line that you put in here about the rabbi.
What's
is
that?
What you and I and our team have
been
talking
about. We read books here, by the way. We're your publishing fans as well as your fan as a person, because we love books here and we read them.
But what part was
don't
it?
We read them?
Yes.
Kimberly,
we read them? We mark them. We read them. We color them. I mean, we've done everything we can. But listen, to understand where we are with Biden, Kamala, and the past prophecies. Let me just give you this one line. This is what got my attention. And this is what you write here, Dr. Tom, even some Orthodox rabbis seem to agree connecting the election of Biden and Kamala, this one line got me, with the return of the days of Noah.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and then you go into explaining that statement.
And we've been studying Noah a lot on our show the last few years, really, but this last few weeks. And when Mondo read that, it just jumped out of him.
Absolutely.
And you gave in this tape, and I think you do it in the book, too. I know you do it in the book. The names of the president and the name of the vice president.
You explain what the meanings are and everything, which is so powerful.
And how this tape shows how America's very layout, abortion in D.C., the very foundation, was built on cultish things. Is that right?
It is right. Mm-hmm.
And when the stuff is in this thing is so shocking that I can't even interview.
I'm having a hard time getting started here, but I think we need to get started.
And it's so, the impact of this is like, bam!
It is.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And if you better...
It is.
You better read it if you're going to be in the know.
Yes.
Because what's the date on this book? What's the name of this book?
Zeitgeist.
Would you pronounce it for me once?
Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist.
2025,
Only Tom Horn could have a book called Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist. If I wrote a book like that, nobody would buy it. This book's already a bestseller.
So
it's been out a week. Zeitgeist 2025. Do you want to tell us what that means?
Sure. Yeah. This term is a compound German word. Probably most anybody could tell that it's a German word. It's made up of two different words. The word Zeit, which means time or an era or an epoch. And then the word Geist is the German word for ghost. You're probably familiar with the term poltergeist,
right?
A noisy ghost.
Yeah.
But in this case, Zeitgeist is typically translated as the spirit. That's where Geist comes in. But the spirit of the age, the spirit of an epoch. And there have been Zeitgeists in the past. So like in the lead up to the Marxist Revolution, there were contagious ideas, memes among the population that grew to embrace the rise of the ideas of Marxism, happening in the United States of America, too, right now. And all of the polling showing that a majority of Americans at least are saying that they support the idea of socialism over capitalism, Marxism, communism. So we are currently in a zeitgeist. We are in a moment in time that is heading towards an epochal event in which the popular ideas of today, the memes of today, the contagious ideals of today are driving us to embrace things that are frankly anti-American and I believe demonic.
Yes.
But that's where the spiritual, the Geist side of this comes in. A great example of this was the French Revolution. During the French Revolution, while we were having the American Revolution over here that was all being fought for the purposes of freedom, liberty, God, in France, they were going through a revolution too, and it was anti-God. And the historians of the time write about it, and I found a historian who wrote about the French Revolution, and his name was Cazot. But the most amazing thing he wrote, he said, it appeared to us that the French Revolution came under the influence of an egregore. Now, an egregore is the Greek word for watcher, a powerful fallen angel. And the more that the people embraced the ideas of the French Revolution, the more that it fueled and grew the power of this spirit and its influence, until finally it became utterly anti-God. It was all about stamping out Christianity. They marched into the church at Notre Dame and put an image of a nude woman on the altar and proclaimed the God of Christianity dead. They were killing Christians. I mean, tens of thousands of believers beheaded in the guillotines under Robespierre. It just became a horrific mess that ultimately wound up in decay. But the fact that this historian attributed it to a zeitgeist, to a spirit that was operating throughout France at the time and growing as a result, being nurtured, if you will, fed off of these negative, terrible ideas that one way or another became popular throughout France. Saw the same thing in Nazi Germany. Most Germans will look back today and say, we can't figure out how in the world we ever supported this guy named Hitler. How did this ever happen? And of course, historians have been puzzling over that ever since. But there was no doubt that Hitler and those around him, the Reich, they were definitely being influenced by dark supernaturalism, haters of God, haters of Israel, God's covenant people, set about to selectively exterminate the people of the Holy Land. So those are very negative forces and spirits. So where, to answer your question, where did the title for the book come from? It's that I believe that we are in an era right now that is increasingly adopting, espousing, promoting socialist Marxist ideas that is marching toward, by the way, the year 2025 for the implementation of a totalitarian world government. That's really what this book lays out. And by the way, it is not just Tom Horn's idea. Right. There have been historians going back over the last few decades, like William Strauss and Neil Howe, who wrote the book called The Fourth Turning. And I recommend to people, it's not a religious book, it's not Christian, although it's very prophetic, but it's not a Christian book. But these professors spent years examining over 500 years of Western developmental history. And they found that there were very clear patterns, what they call turnings. Mm-hmm. And a turning happens approximately every 25 years. And what they discovered was, this was even true in the fall of Rome and all of it, that a turning happens every 25 years. So what happens is it starts with what they call the dreamers. These are the people who come together and they have a great idea. They're going to build a great culture. That is followed 25 years later by who we would call the Industrial Revolution. These are the people that put shoulder to the plow and they build it. They make it happen. They build everything from the infrastructure to the military to the whatever it takes to make it work. And that's what they saw in Western history, is that's when nations will start, you know, becoming their best, becoming their greatest. They have grand ideas that they espouse to. But then the third turning comes along, and that's a parasitical generation that basically live off of what they become entitled. And what Strauss and Howe foresaw was that we would enter that period of time around the time of the Obama administration. They really believed that during that era, we were midway through a third turning. And of course, what do you see? The great generation is gone. All the people that fought wars, built this great nation, knew what they were about, clearly had a vision. Now you have a generation, everything's free. And you have the current administration and the extreme left that are really playing off of the fact that people today feel entitled. We're going to give you everything. Yeah. Just support us, vote for us, everything's going to be free. You don't got to worry about nothing. Well, that is not sustainable.
No.
If one thing we've learned through socialism, communism, it's that the best way in the world to destroy a good nation and bring it to its knees. Well, Strauss and Howe saw that, but then guess what? And here's something I would tell people. Why would I pay any attention to Strauss and Howe? First of all, because they are historians. They did a fabulous job supported by facts. But in their book, which was written 25 years ago, so before 9/11, you know, we just commemorated 9/11 here in the United States of America. Before 9/11, they wrote in their book, they said, we foresee a cataclysm is coming, a catastrophe is coming. We imagine that this could be terrorists seizing passenger airliners and crashing them into iconic buildings that will then set in motion the growth of what we would call the Patriot Act, a surveillance state, where people begin surrendering their civil liberties and the state begins and the Fed begins to grow in its power and authority and the suspension of civil rights. They said, we think that will be followed by something like a contagion, a coronavirus, which is going to further bring about the result of the diminishing of civil liberties and also the beginning of mandatory things like vaccines and things like that. So go back. You can get a copy of the book that has the copyright from 25 years ago in which they're writing about this.
Yes.
So yeah. I started looking at these guys and saying, well, you might be running from your calling, but you guys are prophets, right? They accurately foresaw that. Well, then why would I talk about that in here? Because they also specifically named the year 2025. They named it 25 years ago as what they saw as the epic moment in which a global world totalitarian government would be formed as a result of chaotic events that brings essentially the whole world to its knees through things like bioterrorism and different kinds of disease strains and contagions. Everything they wrote has come to pass. And that the fact that they targeted the year 2025 to me was amazing. Now, Jim, in their book.
Let's put Lori and I into a whirlwind. We watched your tape of the book and went crazy. I shouldn't say crazy, but we did.
But we couldn't even speak to each other.
The shocking of this is, you know, I know it's later than you guys think, but I know we're in the last days. You know I believe that. But this material makes me to know that I was right, that we are in the last days, but you have me, this is 4 years from now, basically.
Yeah.
This 2025 date of the beginning of what you believe could be the tribulation.
I know. I do believe it.
You say that really clearly on the tape. I like tape because I like to hear the voices of people talking.
Sure.
And you're it's like your daddy sitting there telling me, teaching me this whole lesson for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That you need to know, and you better get a copy of this tape, so help me God. You get a copy of this tape.
It's a bonus.
And you play it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you're a genius, you won't be able to absorb it all. Because it's just it's so much. It really is so much.
I do not know how you plan to package this, but people ought to get 10 or 12 copies of that.
I agree.
Give it to everybody they know. Give it to their pastors. Have them play it in a church setting and then have a discussion around it.
Yes.
It doesn't even matter if people watch it and disagree with me, but they need the information.
That's right.
Do you know?
100%.
I'm going to swear, all right?
Uh-oh.
Honey,
if you want to know why, if you want to know why the United States is in a hell of a mess,
okay, honey,
get this tape.
Yes.
Well, you can only
the very foundation of our country was cultish. Beyond anything you will ever understand in detail, is that right?
That is right. It doesn't mean to say that there weren't Christians in early America, because
we
there really
know
was.
That.
Right. Yeah.
We Christians have honored the Christian leadership.
Sure.
But this shocks me, and this helps me to understand what in the world is going on in Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
you're going to understand why Washington, D.C. is hardly American. It's like it's a section of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's its own alien world. It is. Yeah.
But this is you suddenly have your eyes totally opened when you get this tape. I believe in Tom Horn. I believe you're a gift to God's people and to the Church of God.
Amen.
And keep writing.
Well,
keep preaching. Doing what you do.
You said it, and when you do, you receive the book, mm-hmm. Tom's newest book. Tom, in my personal opinion, and in others that I've spoken with that have read the book, that have watched the DVD, that we're offering today, it is your best work
I've
yet.
I've heard that.
It is your best work yet.
Does that make you happier, man, or sad?
It is incredible. It is mind-blowing. It's hard to... I walked into the office this morning, early this morning, and just, you know, talking to a staff member, and just started weeping, because I've just been absorbing this. And I'm
so grateful. Well, the scales have come off.
We have been deceived.
When you look at Matthew 24, you look at the lineup of America. America has deceived its people, and when you read the book and you find the truth, it sets you free.
Yeah.
But you're overwhelmed. How could I be deceived? Love America. We all love America. Yeah. America is in a spiritual warfare like never before. What you just taught was page 7. That was just the beginning of the introduction. Can you imagine? You skipped over a lot, but listen, you can get 13 of the books and DVDs right now. If there's nothing else that you can get throughout this whole program, it's the 13 offer. This Baker's Dozen is going to impact the people around you. Our team, you know what happened?
Mondo, that's 13 DVDs.
That's
and
it.
13
and 13 books.
That's right.
We never do that.
Usually you get 13 books and one DVD.
DVD. Yeah.
That's because everybody needs to see it and they need to read this book.
This is because we believe in this. I'm going to go crazy today, and I after watching this, it's your fault, Tom. I'm telling you, this material.
But the research that.
Listen, a lot of what you say in all of this, I've heard before in pieces because I've studied and I knew the culty start of America and I knew some of these things, but I didn't know it was as big and as powerful as it is. And it just let me know, oh my God, no wonder what's going on in D.C. is so crazy. People. You're going to fall back in love with Jesus and say, I want to get ready to go to heaven.
Yes, that's it.
Because there is not a lot of hope for America. I'm a student of the Word. I want you to get this. I want you to order it right now.
So you get 13. I'm going to try this.
Zeitgeist.
13
that's,
of the books.
That's good for
and
Spanish
13
people.
Of the Secret Destiny of America Revealed DVDs. You get
Mondo.
13 of the books and 13 of the DVDs.
But the bottom line is, they need what Tom was saying is it. This would be something to be great to give out to your pastors. It really. You're right, Mondo.
Get Christmas.
It takes scales
give this
off
for
of your
Christmas.
Eyes.
By Christmas, people are going to be wanting to hear this. You better get ready, people.
Yeah.
2025. Am I saying that right? 2025?
Okay. Yes.
The time's going by so fast for me. This is 4 years, basically, when the time of the tribulation begins, perhaps, in your
It's my opinion. Uh-huh.
It's your opinion. So I can quote you.
But
it's your opinion.
But it's a studied opinion.
But you don't study. You always say you don't set dates, but yet you know the times, you know seasons, you know what God shows us. And you've studied, and you really believe this. And I know it's later than we think. And I want people not to be so shocked that what's coming, oh, my God. If you only knew what's coming, and if this is right, next month you're going to have crisis. Next month and next month. And the end of time is here. The revelation is here. You better open up the end of the book and find out what's going to happen. because we're getting ready for the King to come back.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready for heaven.
Right.
You know, we got to go through all this, but this is, we're on planet Earth right now. So I want you to order one. I want every one of you. So help me. I want every one of you who love me. If you love me, I don't know if anybody loves me. You know, if you love me, order the set today and support the ministry. But you don't have to order all 13 book offer. But if you get one of them, it's a $45 deal. You're getting it for $35, includes shipping and handling. So you're getting more. Shipping and handling is expensive, people. Believe me, I know. And so you get the book, the new book, brand new, week old, and then you get The Secret Revealed, the video, over two hours of this unbelievable, shocking truth. I want you to order it now. I want you to go to your phone right now. I'm not going to do any more show. I'm not going to let Tom Horn talk. I'm not going to do anything until you order the book right now. It's time. It's time. You've got to have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, I'm old. And you don't care if you don't get mad at me for saying I'm old. I'm old. I don't care what you say. It's the truth. I'm old.
You're experienced.
I'm experienced.
You're experienced.
And if there's anything you need now to prepare you for what's coming, I'm staying alive, I believe, to warn people of the last days. And that's why I have a passion for this. Mm. If I don't do anything but this show today and get you to get this book, then I can go to heaven happy. And I mean it. I've got to warn the people till the last minute.
Wow.
And it's time to be aware. It's time to be ready. It's time to give this to your children, to your family. It's time to tell people the truth. They don't know the truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Boy, Tom, you got him preaching.
He
okay.
Preaching.
Oh, man. All right. Okay.
So this book and video,
yes,
is going to show you a dozen things at least, hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies surrounding the year 2025. That's one thing. Then second, my second point here, and it's on the back of the book, how the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny. The surprising meaning of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's names and destiny. Shocking! Kamala Harris's names are what? Are based on what?
Yeah, she's named after Hindu gods of both destruction and delusion.
Say that again. They don't believe it. They all just...
No, it's true. Yeah, she's named after Hindu gods. That's why this current Congress opened with that pastor opening in the newest Congress with a prayer to Brahma, which is a Hindu god. So it was highly appropriate. But yeah, Kamala Devi Harris. And of course, Joe Biden, different rabbis have pointed out what our mutual friend Perry Stone also pointed out. And that is that in Hebrew, his name essentially means a last judgment. So,
wow.
And we go into a lot of that in the book.
Yeah. That is powerful. Hidden secrets, forgotten prophecies surrounding the year 2025. How the current U.S. government is tied to Americans' occult destiny. The lost prophecies from the Quorum?
Qumran?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered.
Forecasting 2025 is the final age of man.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
Josh Peck, who was sick and couldn't be here today, introduced me to Dr. Ken Johnson, who is one of the leading experts right now on Qumran and their calendar base system and the ancient prophecies that they gave, which were astonishing. They are like the most accurate Hebrew prophets ever. And this is fairly brand new information. New scrolls have been discovered out of the caves in Qumran, and prophecies from the Essenes, which were written down hundreds of years before Christ, that have come to pass with brilliant accuracy. So then, should you pay attention to what they also said about the end of time? I think so.
Wow.
Wow. And you go on, and another piece of the book, I'm just giving you highlights of the book. So I can't give you over television. So help me, we'd have to put you on all the time. I'd love to have a conference where you just spend a week with us on it, because I would sit in on it. But anyway, why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025? That's pretty shocking, Tom.
It is. Mm-hmm.
By 2025,
mm-hmm.
It's predicted. So how America's capital city is laid out to actually the arrival of the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Actuate
it.
To bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm. So he has to explain it to us, these
words.
That's
pretty wild, isn't it?
But it is literally laid out, and we prove that in the book. It's not a theory.
No, yeah.
Not right. Jesus Christ.
Right.
Washington, D.C. isn't set up to welcome
no.
Jesus.
Mm-mm. Washington, no. D.C. is
hostile. Is that why we're in trouble?
Well, it's partly why we're in trouble, definitely. There is a 24-hour-a-day invitation for supernatural darkness to reign in Washington, D.C. That's what the city is dedicated to do by people like Thomas Jefferson. So, by the way, I would like to say, I am an American patriot. This book is not an attack on America. It's an examination of what the occultists have planned for over 200 years. For this country. I always like to say the occultists have a plan, God has a better one.
Yeah.
And we can pick we want our master to be, who we're going to follow. And by the way, if they got this book and they're putting it in their churches, I would love to think this could be part of an awakening. Right now, the church is in horrific spiritual condition.
It is.
Absolutely asleep. It's scary, the stuff that we're reading. You've got some of the headlines here right now. Modern Christians today who no longer believe in the deity of Christ, they reject the idea of the Holy Spirit. They don't even think that's real anymore. There could be a great awakening that would take the occultist plan and flush it down the toilet, to be blunt.
Wow.
And we could have more souls swept into the kingdom of God than ever before, and then nobody's going to care about 2025.
Right.
If that's the second coming of Christ, we're going up in a great hallelujah. But that is the antidote to what the occult world is scheming right now. But so far, we don't see it happening. Every day, the polling, what modern Christians are telling us about their faith, a brand new poll showing that the majority of young Christians believe that you can get to heaven through Buddha, Muhammad, it don't even matter.
60% of adults under 40 say Jesus isn't the only way to salvation.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? Say that in your book.
Right.
That's shocking. Are you listening at all?
Yes, they're listening, honey. They're taking it in. Like, you have to give them a little time right now because
again, Mondo.
60% of adults under 40 say Jesus isn't the only way to salvation. It equals to Buddha and Muhammad.
That's blasphemy of Jesus Christ.
It is. Well, the rejection of the Holy Spirit is blasphemy on a mass scale.
Yes.
And that, too, is a high-level statistical fact. And we're talking about Christians. We're not talking about just, you know, the public in general. We're talking about Christians, church attenders, if anybody attends anymore. I'm not sure.
Well, you're going to be back tomorrow, so I'm going to get more into the book. But I want to run the trailer right now from your book. And I want all the viewers, I want everybody to call and order the book. Here's the trailer. That means it's a film. So let's roll this about the book, okay?
I have spent a lifetime uncovering secrets buried beneath the sands of time by those who want them to remain concealed in mystery. But I did not expect to discover a series of clues from the future that were suddenly made known, the saga of which will now be revealed.
It is the names of the secret society members, the founding fathers that set America on course to an enigma.
Before and after the presidency of Donald Trump, the United States was, and now is again, on a trajectory to fulfill what famous Freemason Manly P. Hall described as the secret destiny of America.
It is the prophecy on the Great Seal of the United States, a scheme hidden in plain sight by the founding fathers for more than 200 years, foretelling the return of a terrifying demonic god who seizes control of Earth in the new order of the ages. The prophecy indicates he will arrive in 2025. Now, Dr. Horn's research has uncovered an anomaly he never expected to find. Clues 200 years in the making, which unlock the riddle of Zeitgeist 2025. And what the world is not ready to receive. Hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies from Qumran forecasting the year 2025 as the final age of man. How the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny. Why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. How America's capital city is laid out to actuate arrival of Antichrist. Zeitgeist 2025.
Well, that's a good B-roll. Your son does this stuff?
Yeah, my son creates those. He also does all of the different voices. He can make himself sound like
all kinds. What can we do with our family?
I
want everyone to order this book, and you're getting a free 2-hour video that will educate you. This is a part of the Jim Baker Bible School of the Air. I want you to have this in your library. I'm building a library, and I want them to be books, because I need books. When the power goes out, you can still read a book.
Sure.
So that's what I'm a bookie. I love books. But I want you to get these books. I want you to have them. I want you to be able to teach your children. So when they come to Grandma, Grandma, what's going on?
Yeah.
Right? And Grandma can say, here's a book. I want you to take this and read it, son, daughter. I want you to read what's going on, and you will have prepared. Don't be unprepared. You say, well, I was going to wait till the end. Baby, the end is here. It's later than you think. It's time to get ready. You say that the ancients have seen foreseen the current Biden-Afghanistan conflict as a catalyst for the end times. But how could they foresee that, and why is it this connection there? Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I do. And just before I answer that, let me add one more thing about what Strauss and Howe wrote in their book, The Fourth Turning, that people will find fascinating. This is all documented in the book. But they said, during the fourth turning, America is going to get a new president. They refer to him as the gray champion. And by that, they mean gray hair. And they say that he could likely be the oldest American president in history. He is going to be one of the personalities in Washington that sets in motion this countdown to the year 2025. And a totalitarian world government. So again, with their level of accuracy, you have to look at now the gray champion that's sitting on the throne in Washington, D.C., and all of the policy, including foreign policy, that he is putting in place right now that are major trigger events towards Armageddon, towards catastrophic situations that are under development right now, Afghanistan and around the world. Global governance 2025. Is another study that was done over 10 years ago. Now, people can go to Google and they can just type in Global Governance 2025 and literally download the PDF and read the report for themselves. But this was from the highest intelligence agencies in the United States. It was a multinational study working with, I think, something like 13 countries across Europe. And what was this report about? Get this, Jim. They came together to say, what might be the future scenarios that could represent an existential threat, that is, a threat that could bring about the death of everything on Earth. You know, what could possibly create such a scare that would then require, this was their point, that would then require all of the nations of the world to lay down their differences with one another and to come together in mutual defense of one another against this existential threat. Almost reminds me of what your old friend Ronald Reagan said when he spoke before the United Nations, and he said, I often wonder if an alien threat would cause all of the nations of the world to set aside their differences and come together. Well, that's what this study was about, although they don't identify aliens as the threat. They maybe they will next time around with the new Pentagon report, right? So what did they foresee? They foresaw the possibility of the incoming of an asteroid that by the year 2025 becomes evident that this is more of a threat than we thought it was going to be. Can somebody say Apophis 2029? Because 2025 is when it will start becoming visible, and it's what I believe is the biblical wormwood from Revelation chapter 8. And we can talk more about that if you want to.
And it's definitely in the Bible.
It's definitely in the Bible. They talked about that. They also, 10 years ago, they also talked about the possibility of a contagion, a coronavirus, that would set in motion these different events that ultimately by 20, that's actually in the title of their article, Global Governance 2025, the arrival of a totalitarian world government.
Ooh.
Then there is, of course, the strange connection. We did shows. You offer the book through your ministry of The Messenger. So we did shows. We won't repeat all that information. But there is that strange caveat that the original date given by NASA is Friday the 13th of all days, April 2029. If you take that date and you back up 3.5 years exactly, because if it is wormwood, most Bible scholars believe that happens during the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. So if it is wormwood, then you want to find out when the beginning of the great tribulation could be. It brings you right into the middle of the year 2025. So what I started discovering is a whole concatenation of events and prophecies dating back for thousands of years to 25 years ago, to 10 years ago, and over this date of all dates leaps off the page as that moment in time when secular historians, intelligence agencies, and even ancient prophets named that year as the beginning of the end for the human race. And when I say ancient prophets, I'm talking about the ancient Essenes. Now, you said that the ancient Essenes over 2,000 years ago predicted that the world will enter its final age in the year 2025. You asked me to say something about that. So I wanted to give you the fact that it's not just a bunch of old guys that lived in caves and, you know, in the desert outside of Jerusalem. There are experts today who believe this too. But what did the ancient Essenes say? I wish that Josh could have been here today. He's got a brand new book, by the way, coming out on the lost prophecies of Qumran, and it is mind-bending, incredible stuff that's only been discovered in just the last few years. Dr. Ken Johnson, who's been at the head of some of these studies, worked with him. Dr. Johnson's the one who actually put together the ancient calendar system that was used by the Essenes based on their findings out of the caves in Qumran. And so that's how we're starting to get some of the dates around what they believe. But get this, Jim. Why should we care that the ancient Essenes believe that 2025 marks the final generation of mankind, the final age of humanity? They predicted that over 2,200 years ago, even before Jesus was on the earth, right? So why would we care what they think? Well, here's what a few examples from their prophecies. They accurately predicted 200 years before Jesus. They said around the time of the Messiah, Israel will have a new king by the name of Herod, and he will turn bad and be against the Jewish people. They predicted that. It's in writing. They said the Messiah would arrive around that time, exactly when he did arrive. They said this Messiah will raise the dead, which is not even found anywhere in the Old Testament prophets. They said this Messiah will die in the year 32 AD, exactly when he died. They said he would be for the Gentiles as well as for the Jews, and he will begin an age of grace. That's their words. Well, that's in the New Testament, that his death, resurrection, burial, and ascension into heaven gave birth to the age of grace. So they were literally quoting the writings of the Essenes. Other New Testament writers did too, by the way. You'll learn all about that in Josh's next book. They said a Benjamite would explain everything to the Gentiles, and his knowledge would be in the synagogue of the Gentiles. So they're obviously talking about the Apostle Paul, right? But then it gets better. 2,200 years ago, these guys who were probably the most accurate prophets in history, they were Hebrew, but they left behind the people that lived in and around Jerusalem. They despised the scribes and the Pharisees just like Jesus did. By the way, John the Baptist was an Essene. They even predicted John the Baptist. They said there will be a voice crying in the wilderness that will herald the arrival of the Messiah. So amazing, amazing, amazing. But guess what? They also saw this. They saw the rise of Islam as instigators of the end times. Islam didn't even exist when they named them. They even named Hamas by name. They said that this will play a role in the rollout of end times prophecy. So after making that discovery, we went back and said, okay, we got to get into the Hebrew Old Testament. And guess what we found? Amos 6:2-3 says there will be a reign of terror and violence, but the word that is used there in the Hebrew is Hamas, that will play a role in the end times. We discovered that that's also in Ezekiel 7. It's also in Obadiah. So these ancient prophets were very influenced by the teachings of the Essenes who settled in the desert outside of Jerusalem. But besides putting the world at great risk of terrorism by his recent abandonment of Afghanistan, they also have, Biden has accomplished this, the jihadist revival in Afghanistan. Imagine, you had, I think, Joel Richardson on your show years ago talking about the prophecies of Islam, how they believe that ISIS is going to be renewed in this final caliphate. The Essenes prophesied this. They prophesied a group of people known as Hamas, the jihadist Islam, before those names were even in history. They didn't even exist at the time that they said they would rise up. But up out of the Middle East would boil this Malahim, which is what the Islamists refer to that we would call Armageddon. And that this final caliphate would rise up out of the Middle East, which is what Islam is dedicated to doing. It will result, according to ISIS, in the arrival of their Mahdi. I'm sure Joel Richardson explained all of that to you. That's their version of the Messiah, but we would call Antichrist. And then the coming of Dajjal, which is their version of Antichrist, or the man of sin. But all is not lost, because Isa, which is the name they give to Jesus, is going to have a second coming, but he's not coming back for Christians, according to ISIS. He's coming back to fight with the Muslim army against the Jews and Christians. But we have set this on fire now. We have set this on fire. The jihadist movement growing among the Taliban and ISIS-K, as they're now calling themselves, that military is one of the most well-equipped, battle-ready army now on the face of the earth, because we left behind billions of dollars in attack helicopters, in tanks, in armored personnel carriers, in rocket launchers. I mean, if people are not concerned about what is going on over there, look, it's already terrible the way they're treating the Afghan women. Some of the stuff that the liberal news is trying to suppress, where they're literally nailing up little girls in coffins. The coffins were created during Donald Trump's administration, because they said if we don't do everything right, Donald Trump is going to blow us into yesteryear. And so they created all these coffins in anticipation of what Donald Trump would do if they didn't stick to their word. Well, now They say, we don't need the coffins. So they're taking little bitty girls, and they're nailing them up in the coffins and sending them across the border to be sex slaves that they are selling to other wealthy people that live, you know, in that area. But, I mean, I won't even get into it, but here's the list of military equipment that we left behind. Billions and billions of dollars of the most advanced tactical equipment on Earth.
Maybe, of course, we can get into that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you know more. That... because how this ties in with what you're talking about in this new book.
Yeah. Your prophecy is going to come to pass. The former leader of the UK, Blair, he said just this last week, with the Afghanistan debacle and with America's open borders, we need to get ready, because he says we are going to have the detonation of a weapon of mass destruction that's going to go off in America if we're not very, very careful about what's happening, or a biological weapon or something like that. I know you foresaw that years ago. I think it's coming.
And God's warning me that perilous things are going to happen, and I won't get into that today, but I want everyone... You heard page one of the book.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're going to have to get the book to read the whole thing.
Yes.
But I want you to get this offer today, a $45 retail, if you just want to put it that way, actually about $50 when you talk about shipping and handling. So you're getting it all for $35, and a 2-hour video that is mind-boggling. Lori still hasn't... When Lori doesn't talk for a week, almost.
Exactly. No, I mean, when I don't talk, I am taking it in. I'm processing it. I know it's real. I know it's right on.
I want everybody to get. Our time's going.
So everyone needs to call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website jimbakershow.com. I suggest at least get one for yourself, one book, and you'll get the
and
bonus
DVD. And you that
DVD,
are really,
I would very
really,
much
really
suggest.
On fire for God that want to tell people, I want you to get the Baker's Dozen.
Right, be a missionary.
And I want you to give
yes.
them out to people. For
yes.
a $200 gift, you get 13 books, 13 DVDs.
Right.
This includes shipping and handling. This would be a great gift to give to everybody for Christmas. Stop all the funny business.
You don't have to wait for Christmas. I wouldn't wait for Christmas. No. I would get this and start handing them out
yeah.
now.
People
Seriously.
Need to understand how real it is. And I think when they see what's happening in America and what's happening with what they did to D.C., how they could deceive us so much.
You're going to be so blown away. We're not doing it justice. Tom is, but Jim and Lori aren't. No, you're going to be, it's going to blow your mind. You really are. I told the studio audience before we went on camera, I said, every single one of you needs to order this and get this now. And so, and then Tom, you even said that, you know, get as many as you can, because people, we love you. We care about you. The Lord is coming, but before he comes, we have to go. We know. The Bible says it. We have to go through these perilous
times. If they're
going to
be aware of what's happening in the last day, they've got to get this material.
Yes.
This is now number one to order today, okay? Our time's gone. We're over time. Remember that God loves you. Call me. What's that toll-free number, Lori?
It's 1-888-988-1588.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Tom Horn will be back tomorrow.
We love you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, girls.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.